Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's always and has been for 21 years here on KFBK about the issues of aging. Thank you. Glad to have you with me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. We'll get to a bunch of new stuff. As always, you should listen to this show with a pencil and paper. I got a lot to talk about today. Every week, when I worry about when I get to the time to record this show, what am I going to have to talk about? And every day it walks in the door. So I have a story to tell you in a bit that walked into my door today. Literally, the day I'm recording this show. I always record on Thursdays, and that's what I'm doing. So welcome to Assets and Aging. I have a story. I have a bunch of stuff to share with you. I have a webinar coming up we're going to talk about. So sit back and relax. Make sure you have a pencil and paper. And if you give a you-know-what about the issues of aging, the frail elderly, your mom and dad, your grammy and grampy, then your spouse, whoever it is, then you're going to want to listen and you're going to want to be here. Thanks so much for joining me. A couple good things out of the way. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. My opinion is quite often correct, but it's still my opinion only. I have a California insurance license. My insurance license number is 0507192. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California. My license number is 2004-05. It expires in August of 2022. My license and bond are recorded in the Sacramento County Recorder's Office. What else? I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. So anything we talk about related to finance is my opinion only. And today I'm going to talk about some financial stuff that's kind of interesting. What else? I'm not licensed to prepare taxes. Don't want to be. So I'm not a CPA. So that's my opinion only. Everything we talk about is my opinion only and has been for 21 years. And I've been doing this for 30 to 35 years. I lost track. And it's always about the issues of aging and taking care of our frail elderly. So I'm going to start with a story. It's a true story. And I have permission to use this story because this story came in today. And let me tell you the story. An uncle has a lot of health issues. A lot. I'm not going to go through all of them, but a lot of health issues. The uncle has no other family, no children. The uncle is in an assisted living facility at $4,000 a month, which is actually on the cheap side. The only reason that the uncle is in assisted living is because the nephew has been helping to pay the bill. That is not unusual for families to help out. The nephew... Two things. One is the uncle is really medically needs to have more help. Is in hospitals regularly and needs to have more help. Let me just say this. The uncle has a lot of physical problems. And the nephew is doing the best he can. That said, the nephew can't afford anymore to pay out of pocket what he's been paying. So the nephew came in and said to me, well, my uncle really needs a nursing home. Now, some of you who've been listening to this show already know where this is going. And of course, no nursing home will take the uncle. So the son is running out of options. The nephew is running out of options. This literally happened today. This is someone who's been listening to my show for years and years and years and years. And is quite bright. And is bright enough to know that he's running out of options. He can't afford to keep paying to keep his uncle, who he loves, in assisted living anymore. And the price is going up $800 a month in a month. So now he's going to be paying close to $5,000 a month, and he can't afford that anymore. And my answer to him is, you probably can't get your uncle in a nursing home because they're closed and they're closing. I'm going to read you some articles today. Any of you who've been listening to me, I've told you, I'm a big fan of the law of unintended consequence. And one of the unintended consequences of COVID is that older people can't get care because facilities are closed to them. They're not taking people. They're not. So my only suggestion was, does your uncle go to the hospital? Yeah, he's in the hospital all the time because he falls. He has fainting spells. They call 911 and they take him to the hospital. And my only answer was, good luck, but your only way of getting your uncle, who you care about, into a nursing home, which is where he really belongs, is through a hospital. So the next time your uncle goes to the hospital, you have to say that he can't go home anymore. And you have to get the hospital, because hospitals can still get people in nursing homes, you have to get the hospital to place your uncle. Now, does that sound like a good healthcare system to you when it comes to the frail elderly? Of course it's not. He should be able to go to a nursing home because they have vacancies and say, you know, I need to get my uncle in the nursing home. But the nursing home's not going to take him. So the only way he can get his uncle into a nursing home where he really belongs and where he really needs to be for his own health is through the hospital. And then he's going to have to fight that bureaucratic mess because the hospital is not going to want to transfer him to a nursing home, and the nursing home's not going to want to take him. And I walked him through the steps that he's going to need to do that. And it's not going to be easy. And this is an intelligent person. This person is a professional. Now, I tell you this story, by the way, this is local. This is not in Missouri somewhere or Ohio somewhere. It's here in Sacramento. This is happening all over California. I talk to elder law attorneys all over California, ones that I know and I trust. The best one is not here. And I talk to him almost weekly, and he's having exactly the same problems where he is in California. Trying to get somebody to the hospital is hard. Trying to get them to actually care for the person in the hospital is hard. Trying to get that person to a nursing home is impossible. And those places are dumping patients regularly all over the state of California. State of California doesn't care. I was stunned to see the new head of Medi-Cal. I'm not making this up. I don't have the article printed out. But the new head of Medi-Cal, who's been in the healthcare business and in state government for years, was surprised at the number of people in minority communities who are getting COVID. It's way out of proportion to the rest of the population. You also need to know that the COVID death rate is less than 2%. You don't believe me, go find an article. This is why you listen to this with a pencil and paper. In the Wall Street Journal, on July 21st, just a week ago, and it's their science section, and the title of the article is How Deadly is COVID-19? Researchers Are Getting Closer to an Answer. And when you read that, it will tell you that COVID kills, on average, 5 to 10 people for every 1,000 infected. Now, if I had asked you, and this is not my numbers, these are researchers. If somebody said to you, how many people infected with COVID out of every 1,000 die, I'll guarantee you most of it, you would give a much higher number. And that's because it's become a political issue, not a medical issue. That's a subject for another day I'm not going to get into. But this is something you have to read about and study about. You can't operate out of fear and misunderstanding. You need to understand what the unintended consequences of this are, and the unintended consequences it's impacting elders completely disproportionately. Half the people who have died in the United States were in care homes. They were seniors. Let that sink in for a minute. I can't tell you how impactful it is. I'm going to tell you another. Where is it? I got to find it. Oh, here it is. This is from the, what is this from? It's a local newspaper somewhere in Mendocino County, but I can't remember which newspaper it is, so pardon me. It's from July the 27th. And the title of the article is Sherwood Oaks Healthcare in Need of Healthcare Workers to Keep Doors Open. The only nursing home close to Fort Bragg is on the verge of closing because they can't get any workers. Because nobody wants, they can't get them. They're not available. It's a small town. And they're at risk of having to close the only nursing home around. Go read it. You think I'm making it up? Read it. I wish I could tell you what newspaper it is, but I for some reason it's not on what my printed copy of the article. I'm trying to see if I can find it here, but I can't find it. It's from an article by Terry Masterson. And the title is Sherwood Oaks Healthcare Center in Need of Healthcare Workers to Keep Doors Open. I told you nursing homes are closing because of this. So getting care for the frail elderly is going to become harder and more difficult and then more difficult and in some cases impossible. What's happening to seniors in this country, folks, because of this is outrageous. And you're not going to hear a word from the state of California. You're not going to hear a word about this from the daily briefings. Because nobody wants the people of California to know about this. I know about it because I pay attention. And every week I see 10, 15, 20 articles on this stuff. I can't bring them all to you, but I can bring some of them to you. At the same time, when we should be, oh, here's another article. This one's fun. This is from, where is this from? This is from Pittsburgh, but this is happening all over. And that is, from simple confusion to confiscation, some nursing homes aren't giving residents their stimulus checks. They're cashing them and using them to pay the nursing home. This is happening all over the country. Again, you want to read the article? It's entitled, From Simple Confusion to Confiscation, Some Nursing Homes Aren't Giving Residents Their Stimulus Checks, July 27th, written by Megan Schiller, and this is the Pittsburgh News. It's from the CBS station in Pittsburgh. I told you I check for this stuff all the time, everywhere. What else have I got? Oh, this has got nothing to do with that, so I'll let that one go. There's so much money that could be thrown at this. I'm going to give you one more link. This is from the... Where is this from? I think this is from the Orange County Register. Let me see. I got to find it here. This is from July the 26th. This is from the Orange County Register. Roundup of wasted taxpayer money. And it goes through all the wasted taxpayer money. The Department of Motor Vehicles got $242 million to try to figure out real ID, even though they've been told about this for years and years and years. In the latest budget, they were given another $242 million to figure out real ID because they're not in compliance. Not to seniors, not to nursing homes, not to help with this, not to do that. State auditor found the county fair funds documenting $318,000 in misspent funds, including $30,000 for excessive and unauthorized travel expenses, dinners, and alcohol. The state auditor also found the California State University system hid $1.5 billion in an outside account to spend on operating costs while raising tuition almost yearly and asking the legislature for more funding for CSU. The Office of Inspector General discovered an audit of Medi-Cal that the California Department of Health and Human Services failed to compare their Medi-Cal eligibility list with the California Master Death File, thereby sending $70.9 million to dead people. To pay for care for dead people. The IG also found that a sample of payments for 184 patients, all but six were dead. That's money that's not available to go to help to the waiver program, to help with assisted living, to help with PACE, to help with other things, certainly not to help with seniors. I can go on and on and on. And if you want to go to this, this comes from the Howard Jarvis. Their source is the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Foundation, which released a report on July 15th called Follow the Money. Caltrans spent $13 million that should not have been spent, including $7.4 million that was borrowed from investors to fund transportation projects. And I can go on and on and on and on. Never mind. You won't believe what I'm reading, but the mask thing. It talks about the mask thing that's been going on. My point is, there's plenty of money to help the frail elderly with finding care options. It's just not being made available. It's going to other questionable purposes. I suggest you read. I suggest you find out what's going on with hospitals and nursing homes and care homes and the state. Evicting patients, refusing to take patients, pushing patients out of the hospital because of the whole admission versus observation thing, which I've talked about till I'm blue in the face. I don't know what else to do except stand on my soapbox every week and tell you that if you're not paying attention to this, you're in deep trouble. Or you could be. Because there's nobody that's going to help you. I can't tell you the number of things that I have sent to Medi-Cal that have been lost or they say that they never got. It's an amazing accumulation of stuff. And I wish I was alone in this, but people who do what I do, the elder law attorneys around the state that I respect, and there aren't a lot, but there are some, are having exactly the same problems. This is systemic. And we're trying to solve this problem to some degree on the backs of seniors. I don't care what anybody says about all the brilliant things that they've done and what the state has done. And I'm telling you, they haven't. And at the administrative end, nobody cares about this. Nobody's holding hospitals accountable. Nobody's holding nursing homes accountable. I got a phone call the other day from somebody who said the nursing home called them to tell them that they have somebody in this nursing home that they were COVID-free. But they're not taking any new patients. They're not going to take anybody that needs help. My friend taking care of his uncle can't get anybody into that facility because they won't take them. They won't. And I know that they have space available. I know that for a fact. So my soapbox today is, when are you going to get prepared for this? When are you going to actually care and begin to take the steps necessary to protect your family? Did you know there are products? I know nobody likes to hear about this, but did you know there are, everybody talks about long-term care insurance, which you can't get. Did you know there are annuity products out there? Don't worry about, just listen to what I'm going to say, that you can take the income option. And if you have an income rider, they will double the payment under the income option that becomes available then to help pay for somebody in care. Did you know that? They're called hybrid or new generation annuities. If you want more information, call me. I'm not going into it here. because it's too complicated to try to do on the radio. But they're available. Nobody talks about them because all everybody ever does is badmouth annuities, like they're all bad. They're not. Some of them are really good, and some of them have benefits that are really good. And by the way, they're not medically underwritten. Yet you may be able to get a steady stream of income, and in some cases double that income under if you meet the qualifications of the contract, and double to help pay for somebody's care down the road. If you don't need care right now, you probably ought to investigate some of this because you may need care somewhere down the road. What about VA benefits? There are products that work with VA benefits to help deal with the 36-month look back that the VA now has on aid in attendance. If you don't have a consolidated plan that's going to work, not forget about, I'm worried about my rate of return. You should be worried about the cost of care as you get older. Not the rate of return. I'm not saying the rate of return isn't important, but everybody's talking about the rate of return and how they can get you 2% more interest or 1% more interest. Understand if you have $200,000 in wherever your investments are and you get 1% more, that's what? That's $2,000 a year divided by 12 is less than $200 a month when you need it for care. The focus has to be on, I think, paying for care. This coming Tuesday, the 4th, at 6 o'clock p.m., I will be doing a free webinar. You can sign up on my website. My website is assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging. Assetsandaging.com. You should be there. It's free. You can sign up on my website. It's this Tuesday. You don't have to leave your house. If you have a computer or a phone, you can join the webinar at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday just by going to assetsandaging.com and signing up. Write down my phone number, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Stop listening to all the people with easy answers, the people with $499 trusts that won't work when it comes time for you to need frailty planning and long-term care planning. Yeah, you can get them cheap. They're out there everywhere. They're advertised everywhere. Stay away from them. That's my advice. Because when it comes time for planning for long-term care and frailty care, they're not going to help. Yeah, they may avoid probate, but they're not going to help when it comes to the issues of aging. I'm literally pounding my fist on the table because these stories call me and walk into my office every day to tell me about what's going on in their family's life and all the choices they thought they had and all the documents they thought were going to work and all the things they thought they had done weren't going to work when it came to paying $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month for care. And that's if you could find it. By the way, on top of a nephew that's taking care of his uncle, on top of the care for the facility, he's paying a caregiver to go run errands. So he's paying almost another $1,000 a month to hire somebody to go run errands and pick up prescriptions and do all the stuff that his uncle needs. When are you going to take this seriously? 800-999-8007. If not now, when? When it gets really bad? When you're dealing with this from your family and you find out there's no place to go? You can listen to anybody else you want to listen to, but nobody's been doing this longer than I have, and nobody brings more experience to the table than I do. 800-999-8007. You can be blown about by every wind of doctrine, or you can really pay attention to what I'm saying. Call me, get to the webinar, make a difference in your life and the life of somebody you love. Or you can become another victim of this. You can become another person bounced from a hospital or unable to get the care that you need in a nursing home for your family or assisted living. Assetsandaging.com, 800-999-8007 is my number. Yes, I can help, but you have to make contact with me first. I'm going to keep saying this and saying it every week. I said it last week. I'm going to say it next week. Get the help you need today, because when you need it, it's probably going to be too late. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, 35 years of experience doing this. This is where you should be coming, not somebody else. 800-999-8007. I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you take this message to heart. I hope you understand it's important. I look forward to seeing you at the webinar or next week right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great day.